ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
That's you too. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. You found favorites of yesterday and today on C-Fun, 1410 AM and 100.1 cable stereo. 548 in the Lotcher Morning Show is just ahead.
A furniture showroom.
Jonathan Interiors. They great souls yesterday and today. 14 C-Fun.
C-Fun, and then what was that? What was that? That was a song. There was a song. It was Rod.
Rod.
You Wear It Well by Rod Stewart, referring to the nothing that his former girlfriend wore in a recent movie.
Uh-huh.
Britt Eklund.
Yeah.
Turned up in, I can't remember the picture, just the one recently.
Some forgettable flick.
Very forgettable. Wearing nothing.
Mm-hmm. She nothing. Does that in quite a few films.
And, you know, when she was 25, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
No.
Britt, could you put something on, please?
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah.
Gravity had taken its... Yes, okay. And it's about a minute and a half before the C-Fun 6 a.m. news with Fred Latram in the morning. B.R. Bradbury standing by with news. Greg's here with traffic. Gil will be punching buttons all morning, occasionally punching me when I make a mistake. And that's okay. We welcome you. Clouds and showers should move out by this afternoon, then some sunny periods. Okay. I'm going to go skiing this weekend for the first time in probably 10 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have we notified the insurance people?
No, we haven't. Why would we have to do that?
Well, it's been 10 years, and, you know, reflexes do slow down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, and I hope it'll be okay. I'm going up to Cyprus, and so they tell me that's sort of a tame place, isn't it, Gil? The slopes are relatively tame. I'm going with a guy who's mad.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going down his hills.
I wouldn't.
Wherever he goes, I'm not going.
Yeah, go the opposite direction.
Yeah, so I got to go buy some Gore-Tex or whatever those things are that you wear, you know, that you can tell exactly what year the nickel is in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So that should be good. And anyway, here's traffic with Greg.
You may find the occasional slippery section this morning, but driving conditions generally aren't too bad. The main route's bare and wet. No stalls or accidents to report yet. If you see a traffic problem, call us free on your BC cellular phone by dialing 1410. With the help of our cellular callers, we'll keep you posted all morning.
I'm not going to go and buy an entire outfit with poles and all that kind of thing. I'm going to rent.
I think that's a real good idea.
Save the money for a boat.
Oh, no.
No. 6 a.m., 14 C-Fun and news with BR.
Satellite Barry does have morning clouds and possible showers or even a flurry for us, but we will see afternoon sun breaks. Our high today near 8. Here are the C-Fun News top stories this hour for Thompson and Page. Big prisoner of war swap in Baghdad this morning. Two planes carrying nearly 300 Iraqi POWs arrived in Baghdad. One has now left with the 35 Allied POWs who were released yesterday. Iraq claims it has freed all 45 Allied personnel it captured during the six-week war. The Allies still aren't sure how many Iraqis they are holding. Estimates range anywhere from 60,000 to 175,000. Troops loyal to Saddam Hussein have apparently retaken Iraq's second-largest city, Basra, and Saddam's oldest son, who was reported killed in that battle, is very much alive and scoffing at the premature reports of his demise. Civil unrest continues in a dozen Iraqi cities. Kurdish rebels now say they control at least two cities in the north. Well, one of two small planes which went missing last night on a flight from Everett, Washington to Abbotsford has been found now. The Cessna 172 crashed about 4 miles south of Bellingham. The two occupants in that plane were killed. In all, five of the Cessnas took off for their home base at Abbotsford, all at the same time. Three made it safely to ground, one in Abbotsford, two in Burlington, Washington. One of the missing planes has still not been accounted for. Premier Vanderzam won only a smattering of polite applause when he delivered what should have been a stem winder of a speech to about 400 party faithful for 8 Vancouver Island ridings. His preview of his election campaign speech just didn't excite them. The premier is frankly worried about the formation of a new party, the BC Free Enterprise Party, says it could split the vote and hurt the Socreds, and he'll have more to worry about soon, another new party to be announced next week. Donna Tellep, who quit yesterday as Socred riding president in Maple Ridge Pitt Meadows, says this new party will be politically center of the road, but not related to the Free Enterprise Party. And another Socred candidate threw in the towel yesterday. George Morrison stepped down as their candidate in Port Coquitlam. He is the sixth Socred candidate to drop out in the past couple of months. Real estate experts in the NDP agree that the 1988 sale of the Expo lands was one of the dumbest deals of the century. In 1988, Hong Kong billionaire Li Ka-shing paid $125 million for that property. With interest, his cost is $320 million. But Li sold part of the land last year for $40 million and has now sold an indirect interest in the development company, Concord Pacific, for $200 million. The buyer, a Taiwanese firm. Realtors and others say the Socreds blew it when they sold the site, especially at such a low price. And this note, Abbotsford teachers are holding a strike vote today. They say they could be off the job as early as next Monday. We'll update the CFUN News top stories next at 6:30, Fred.
Yeah, basically, that was the best swap since Manhattan, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gee.
What percentage of the city would that be? But I mean, it's the downtown core of one of the most expansive, growing, attractive cities in North America.
Well, at the time, some realtor said it was the prime piece of property on the west coast of the continent.
I believe that, yeah. So he's already made a profit.
Well, yeah, technically he has. He bought it for $125 mil with interest, $320. Mm-hmm. He's already sold $240 mil worth, and he still owns it.
And we haven't got building one.
No.
All right, a radio station in Spokane, Washington, this, I hope Mr. Cifon isn't listening,
yeah,
has gone to a new format where it plays the rock classic Louie Louie 24 hours a day.
Huh?
By the way, it's 6:03. Did I mention that? KEY-FM dumped its new age and progressive adult format for the All Louie playlist.
Wow.
Randy Anderson, their PD, says, it's not a publicity stunt.
Oh, right. Sure, Randy.
The station started playing Louie Louie at midnight Sunday. Anderson says there's many versions of the song, including a classical style set to the tune of Handel's Hallelujah Chorus.
Say what?
I got to hear that.
Yeah.
Wonder
who does that one.
I don't know, but we should do the original in a minute. What do you think?
I'm for that.
Okay, it's next after Greg's sports break. Brand new Canucks, same old results. Sports 6:04, Greg.
The Canucks were the busiest team in the league before the trading deadline yesterday. Five new faces added, five old ones gone. Last night, the new mix got its first opportunity in Pittsburgh, but alas, the changes didn't bring any instant success. The Penguins beat the locals 4-1. On the bright side, the only Vancouver goal came from newcomer Jeff Courtnell, a Victoria native. He's one of the additions the Canucks hope will score some goals, a necessity that's been sorely lacking in recent games. Another addition is also a BC boy, Cliff Ronning, born here in Vancouver and started for the new Westminster Bruins before turning pro. He should help. One of the big losses, though, via the trade route was defenseman Garth Butcher. He's been here since 82, a team leader on and off the ice, and he will be missed. The Blues are absolutely delighted to get him. Despite last night's loss, the Canucks remain just 2 points back at Winnipeg, the Jets 5-4 losers to the Oilers last night. One of the Jets' goals was scored by Thomas Steen. He had two reasons to celebrate that. It was his 200th career marker, and he got to keep the puck, which he'll give to his baby son, born just before the game. And that, Fred, the 6:05, our first look at CFUN Sports.
Along with an elbow.
No.
Right.
No.
5 after 6. No, of course not.
No.
Now, the little boy will likely do that if he behaves according to form.
Yeah.
No Louie Louie? We don't have Louie Louie Gill in the library?
I think Mr. CFUN hid it at home.
You're kidding me.
Oh.
Well, just a minute there. Mr. CFUN, assume the position.
With spring just around the corner, it's time to stop dreaming and start decorating.
You stay with me, Mexico.
You been to Mexico, Satellite Barry?
Only down around Tijuana,
which
isn't exactly what I would call Mexico.
Not exactly a holiday hotspot.
No, it isn't.
No, I guess it's pretty ugly is what that is, isn't it?
When I was there, it really was.
Yeah. But
never
places,
want to go there again.
Ixtapa in Manzanillo and some of these places.
Yeah, I think that would be real nice.
Yeah, people have told me the Club Meds are a nice place to go.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, they say that there's lots of things to do. You know, if you're looking for socialization, lots of things to do and people to do them with.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Barry with CFUN Weather.
Well, Fred, we had a little disturbance go by during the night. It gave us some rain and snow here in the local area, but it has now passed on southward into Washington and Oregon, and a weak high pressure is building in. That means, even though it's cloudy and gray out there now, in fact, I suspect there might even be one or two light showers lingering here and there, those clouds should break partially this afternoon, and it'll turn out to be a pretty decent day. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, though, the clouds will increase and it'll cloud over again as the next disturbance approaches. That could give us a little bit of rain by afternoon. High temperatures today up to about 7. The low tonight down to around 1. Tomorrow's high near 8. Right now, the sea thermometer reads 3 degrees.
Thinking of taking the snow tires off today.
I think that would probably be okay.
Because I heard there was going to be some snow at the upper levels.
Yeah, there will be. But I would say we're just about finished with the snow season here in the city.
Good.
It can happen this late in the year, but it gets pretty unusual now.
Enough already.
That's what?
I say we've had enough already.
Oh, yes.
That 2 inches on Friday, and in some cases, Victoria got half a foot.
Yeah.
Was a surprise we didn't need.
That's true.
Thank you, Barry.
Okay.
Weather for Punchlines Comedy Clubs in Gastown and New Westminster, the best in stand-up comedy.
Favorites of yesterday and today.
Latra Quiz is next at 6:09. Good morning and welcome. Wednesday already.
Every time you turn around.
Airchecks.com.
14 C fine, okay, and that's Elton John, Easier to Walk Away. We're chuckling because we had a very funny wake-up suggestion here, and they frankly make us chuckle. And that's good. I can stand a chuckle every now and then, you know. An outright guffaw is great. Maniacal giggling is real big with us. If we can get that far, we really appreciate it. And wake-up call suggestions to 1900 West 4th to Fred Latrimo at CFUN. 1900 West 4th, Vancouver, V6J1M6. Or fax them to 731-6143. Did Stu find Louie Louie, or is he just pacing the halls? Because, you know, we really felt in a Louie Louie mood. And are you there, Stu? He's now communicating. I know we had it. I mean, it couldn't have vanished. Oh, he's got it. What a guy. He's putting it on the tape right now. So anyway, the wake-up call this morning at 7:45. This is 14 CFUN, where you can wake up in Hong Kong. Gee, it's coming quickly now. Just did our TV commercial for it yesterday, and wow, this is getting exciting. Everywhere I go, people are telling me more to do in the city. Well, you got to do this, and you got to eat here, and you got to shop there, and wow, it sounds like it's going to be a busy, fabulous week in Hong Kong. Trips for two to Hong Kong. Right here on the Latra Morning Show, 7:45 Monday morning, we play our Canadian Airlines travel tune. And that starts the Trips for Two segment. 50 people in all will be joining me on the Canadian Fabulous News 747-400. And what an airplane that is. You're going to love the trip. 6:15, can you identify this CFUN favorite? All right, just all you need is a piece of that one at 280-CFUN.
Organized girl, because I don't even know the prizes. The prizes are wonderful, I know. Here they are. Celestial Seasonings Tea Collection Canister, including an assortment of teas like cinnamon apple spice.
Enjoy Sunday brunch for two at Vistas on the Bay.
Thought I told you to keep these kind of prizes aside for you and me, huh?
Vistas on the Bay, a 20th floor revolving restaurant in the New World Harborside, if you know. And if you have not won in 3 months.
Hong Kong. The very name evokes images of color, glamour, and intrigue. Such noted authors as James Clavell, Robert Ludlum, and Ian Fleming have found the setting irresistible. Now, you have a chance to write yourself into the picture as CFUN and Canadian Airlines International present Wake Up in Hong Kong. This May, you could be among the 50 CFUN winners to accompany Fred Latrimo on a Far East adventure. Each winner will fly to Hong Kong aboard one of Canadian Airlines' new Boeing 747-400s and enjoy a week's accommodation at the luxurious Omni Hotel, the Marco Polo. Travel arrangements by Canadian Holidays. Close to 900 people in the Vancouver area have already won unforgettable vacations through CFUN's Wake Up Contest. And not a single one of them had to do anything harder than listen to the radio. Maybe this time it's your turn. Wake Up in Hong Kong, coming March 11th on CFUN.
Good morning to you, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
No.
I have not either. Should be exciting. Great restaurants, and gambling. Do you gamble?
No.
What do you like to do, Jeannie?
I don't know if I know this tune.
You're worried about the tune. Oh, well, let's try it. What do you think?
I don't know it.
Try again. Morning, CFUN.
Hi.
Hi.
I just caught the signal and I didn't really hear the song.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I don't know it either.
Stumped you, too. Try again. Morning.
Good morning.
Might be an idea to listen before you call. Good morning.
Is it Fire and Rain by James Taylor?
Have you won in the last 3 months?
No, I haven't.
You have now.
Yeah, it's Fire and Rain. James Taylor, and you're a big winner. You know what? I'm going to send you down to the New World Harborside for that brunch for two on Sunday. That's a 20th floor revolving restaurant. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Celestial Seasonings Tea Connection and Collection canister, including an assortment of teas from, teas like cinnamon, apple spice. They're good stuff. You will enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
Take a look what's coming your way.
Ready, Vancouver. It's coming this Wednesday, March 13th at the Metro Town Center.
Here comes a brand new bay.
The Metro Town Center at Kingsway and Nelson is where you'll soon find a brand new bay. With all the latest styles and fashions and more ways to save on all the best-selling brand names. And all backed with the famous bay guarantee.
It's a brand new bay.
You gotta stop. Stop what you're doing. Listen. Listen to me, there's a Mega.
All right then, enough of that. Duncan McKenzie here. I've just been to Mega Movies where I picked up 7 weekly movies for 7 days for only $11. And the kids' movies, they're only 99 cents. And you can keep them for a week. So get right down to your nearest Mega Movies. You'll be glad you did.
Visit Mega Movies, your movie supermarket.
Metromo in the morning.
We need to wake up! Alright!
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Manfred Mann with Doo-Wah Diddy at 21 minutes past 6 o'clock from CFON. Every now and then it's important to play songs with meaningful lyrical content.
And that certainly it makes the grade.
That and Louie Louie. And we are still looking for Louie Louie. Have not given up on Louie Louie. Stu is right now perusing the CFON cartridge wall. We have an organized system. It's in here somewhere.
I thought we had like a catalog for these things.
Well, we don't want the competition to know how we really do things. Oh, yes, we do. We have a catalog.
Yes.
Yes. It's just out of the building at the moment, being laundered. 22 after with traffic, Greg.
Streets are basically bare and wet this morning, but you may find the occasional slippery section. No major delays yet, and the only problem we have to report is a stall on the Knight Street Bridge northbound. At the ferry terminals, Horseshoe Bay, to both Nanaimo and Langdale are reporting a possible wait for overheights. And that's the traffic for McDonald's Kids menu with the McNugget Buddies combo. 4 McNuggets, regular fries, and a regular soft drink for $2.89 at McDonald's.
So for a mere $27.4 million, Keith Spicer and his commission of, I'm sure, well-meaning Canadians are around the country finding out what you think about where we're at. And I wonder if this is actually meaningful to you, the Canadians who listen to the CFON radio station, please. They have had a number of phone calls to their office, some 40,000 phone calls. That's not a whole lot when you consider there's 25 million of us. And we have a problem with money in the country.
Yeah.
We have an interest of 40-something billion a year on the amount of money that we owe. So I don't know whether people now just consider sums like 27 million a paltry 27 million.
You know, but in the scheme of things, it's not really a great deal of money.
Well, but it is.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the trouble. It is a great deal of money.
The scheme of things is screwed up.
That's right.
40 billion interest is a mess. And this is the kind of... I don't think this is doing one rat's behind of good.
Well, he says wait till the report comes out in July and then make your assessment. That's what he says.
Well, of course he says that, you know.
Yeah.
He's the head guy.
Yeah.
It's 24 after. Weather, clouds and showers, sunshine later, and highs today 8.
I know he can do better than a C.
Not a bad student. He just doesn't know how to study.
She gets B's, but I wonder how much better she could do.
Hi, I'm Sandy Duncan, and if any of this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Bring your child to Sylvan Learning Center. They help students study better, learn about time management, how to set and meet goals, and more, so C's and B's become A's. Unlike tutors who offer short-term fixes and concentrate on one subject, Sylvan concentrates on your child, teaching lifelong learning skills to raise grades and self-esteem. The couple of hours a week your child spends at Sylvan will really pay off in improved learning skills, better study habits, higher grades, and a new sense of confidence. Sylvan helps failing students succeed, average students excel, and top students achieve even more. So if you want to give your child learning skills that will help him now and for the rest of his life, let Sylvan show you how.
Check the white pages for the center nearest you. That's Sylvan with a Y. S-Y-L-V-A-N. In Coquitlam, the North Shore, and Richmond.
If you need women's fashion accessories, Eaton's is the place to be.
Eaton's.
Because of big, beautiful beads and bangles, brilliant metallic belly bags, black and white boxer shorts for days at the beach. And be sure to browse the bronze-colored blouses and blazers before the bold plastic bracelets. Better try Eaton's first, for fashion, for price.
Eaton's.
Good satisfactory or money refunded.
Favorites of yesterday and today. 14C.
From a distance, God is watching. 25 after 6 o'clock at 14 C Fun in Vancouver. 3 degrees on the Vancouver portion of the beautiful blue planet. This portion of the universe.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green.
He's wondering, I'm sure as you are, whether Stewie found Louie Louie. Yeah, he found it. 6:30, BR's next with a news update from 14 C-Fun. David Foster with Olivia Newton-John. I'd forgotten about that one. It's called The Best of Me at 19 minutes to 7, Latra Morning Time. So there you were, going along Terminal Avenue.
Oh, yes, the other morning. I didn't call yesterday. You weren't there. But an accident had just happened. And actually, I wished I'd had a cellular phone. I was in the middle of nowhere. And this lady jumped out of her car, and she had a very serious head injury.
Mm.
I was the only one that stopped. And luckily, the bus driver, I don't know what kind of a phone system he has, but he did call for help.
They have cellular now, yes.
Oh, do they? Okay, uh-huh. Well, I don't know if he called his dispatch or whatever. But anyway, I stopped, and we helped out. And just one of these people driving along, I didn't have anything to help, but I found a rug for...
Good for you.
Yeah, but anyway... Nobody else stopped, but, you know, I got back in my car and I timed it all. It was about 10 minutes before the fire department got there. But I heard it on the radio, you know, that, there had been an accident. But I'm just wondering, I often hear people phone and say, oh, it just happened 3 minutes ago. But I really wonder, do they stop and just find out if everybody's okay and call 911 first?
I hope so.
Before they call you? I hope so, too. It's just a thought.
I think some people, what I do in that situation, I think some people see if somebody's on the scene and then keep moving, you know, but if you're first there, sure, it's your responsibility to get out.
Well, I know I could have used some support and maybe just to find out if the person is equipped with first aid and if they have anything to help, because if there had been two people injured, I don't know what we would have done.
I've often thought that it's a good idea to go and take that first aid course again so I know how to administer first aid and...
Right.
What's that maneuver when people choke?
Heimlich.
The Heimlich.
CPR maneuver. And all the rest.
Yeah.
But it's pretty shocking when it does happen to you and you just think, oh, gee, I wish I had more help.
I had an older person drop down beside me in the Amsterdam airport once.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling absolutely helpless. Like, mm-hmm. What do I do? And I thought, gee, I've got to take that first aid course. And like most people, I then filed it away and didn't do it.
Right.
But thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
It's 17 to 7 o'clock at 14 CFN. See, you're wearing... Gogs this morning, glasses.
Yeah, I got glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are called pince-nez, are they?
Mm-hmm. Just reading glasses, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it gives you a very erudite look.
Well, thank you. It doesn't help the typing at all.
Doesn't it?
No, not at all.
I just went and got some.
Uh-huh.
Just for reading, because I was noticing I was holding it further. Otherwise, I'm 20/20 at distance, you know.
Yeah, same here.
Holding the papers further and further away from my face.
There's that one TV ad, I think it's for Pearls, the fellow was sitting there with his newspaper.
This was me.
Exactly the same thing. I realized I was 8 feet from the newspaper.
So much pride, I wouldn't go, you know.
Yeah.
Just letting go of this... I'm not going gracefully into, you know, middle age. I'm going kicking and screaming.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I love the way they explain it to you when you go in. I had a guy that said, explained it all to me. Well, the reason why you're seeing the way you are is that when you get to your age, he said, your
whatchamacallit isn't as flexible as your hammer, honey.
Yeah, exactly what I had explained
and
to me.
Your thing is the same, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly the same thing.
Huh, I guess that's the second thing to go.
Yeah.
It's 16-2 with traffic, Greg.
Still pretty quiet for the North Shore bridges this morning, but volume is building elsewhere. That stall on the Knight Street Bridge northbound has been cleared. It didn't create any backup whatsoever. At the ferry terminals, Tawasin to Swartz Bay reporting possible wait for all vehicles, and there's a possible wait for overheights from Horseshoe Bay to both Nanaimo and Langdale. And that's the traffic for United Buy and Sell Furniture Warehouse. Buy anywhere else, and you'll pay too much.
Somebody wants to hear Kenny Rogers? We'll play Kenny Rogers. We're that kind of boutique right here at 14 C Fun, and they just call for it, and all right. And by the way, the studio number, if you want to check in and share stories about your glasses or anything else, is 280-C-Fun, quarter two.
Give your home a new look for spring with help from Magna Building Products.
Whatever project you have in mind, big or small, talk to the professionals at Magna Building Products first.
Add value to your home with the installation of vinyl siding that carries a lifetime warranty. Add comfort with aluminum or vinyl clad replacement windows.
Magna Building Products can help you take advantage of every minute of precious sunshine with custom-built solarium additions and sun decks.
One of the most popular and rewarding home renovation projects is to create a new kitchen. Magna Building Products can take your dream kitchen from the design stage right down to the final detail of construction.
Magna puts 15 years of experience into every job, and they guarantee your complete satisfaction with the finished product.
Magna Building Products can even finance up to 100% of your building costs at just 10.9%. Call for a free in-home estimate.
For the best in home renovations, call Magna Building Products, 524-0304.
That's 524-0304.
Lotto 649 asks, how big is 10 million?
Big, 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 big.
No, 10 million is bigger than that.
Big, 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 big.
The next Lotto 649 jackpot is estimated at a phenomenal $10 million.
Favorites of yesterday and today. 14 C-Fun.
Here's Kenny Rogers from C-Fun at 647. This is a beautiful song. Remember when you were crazy in love? No, when was that?
Ain't it funny how time, do you remember?
Crazy in love, do you remember, Kenny Rogers? 6:59, do you remember when you were crazy in love, Satellite Barry?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of hard, wasn't it? I mean,
it was.
Almost too much. But I guess that's how Mother Nature gets us together, so we'll stay together.
That's true. Makes sometimes us, we're so crazy in love, we don't use good sense.
Yeah. That's the first part of almost every romance, isn't it?
It is, really.
And then it's the rest of the stuff that you got to negotiate and get worked out.
That's right. Yeah. I never saw that when I was that age, but I sure see it in some of my older kids now.
Oh, you mean you didn't go through that period?
Well, I didn't think I did. I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I just didn't think so.
Yeah, well, no, at the time you think you're perfectly normal. But, you know, that's right. To the adults and people around you who aren't similarly affected, you've left Earth.
That's right.
Which is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
8:02, Barry with C-Fun Satellite Weather.
Excuse me. Well, Fred, it's still cloudy out there this morning. Most of the precipitation, though, has ended. There are a few sprinkles around, but not very much. By this afternoon, I think the clouds will break at least a little bit so we can see some partial sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, though, it looks like it'll cloud back over as the next storm system moves onto the coast. It'll pass by mainly to the north of us, but still, by afternoon or tomorrow evening, we'll probably be talking a little bit of rain again. High temperatures today up around 7, the low tonight down to about 1, the high tomorrow near 8. Right now, the sea phenometer reads 3 degrees.
Flurries at the upper levels, then.
Yes,
All right, thanks, Barry. Weather for Fiesta West, leave March 10 for 2 weeks in Puerto Vallarta. That's $699. Call P. Lawson Travel.
If this is how your mornings feel, let Canada AM bring you up to speed.
Hi, I'm J.D. Roberts. Each weekday morning, all of us on Canada AM get you going with everything you need. World news, business reports, useful features, and more. Watch Canada AM on CTV. It's bright and early.
Canada AM has local news, weather, and traffic with Doriana Temelo on BCTV.
Payday.
Let your mow in the morning. 14 seasons.
It's time we played Little Irish Elf Van Morrison, don't you know? Wonderful night for a moon dance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
He shone brightly for a while, Van Morrison, and Moondance did some wonderful music. I'm thinking of albums like Astral Weeks, which were so innovative and creative at the time, and others that I've forgotten. Moondance was the title of the album.
That was the biggie, too.
Yeah. And it's almost time for the C-Fun 7 a.m. News, your favorites of yesterday and today's station, where you can wake up in Hong Kong in less than a week. 25 trips for two on the line. Yours truly, escorting once again a tour of C-Funsters as we head for the mysterious city of Hong Kong. Everywhere I go now, I was at the little drugstore in Tuason yesterday, and Ed there was telling me that, you know, all about Hong Kong, things he knew, and I'll put you in charge with somebody, and they can, or in touch with somebody, and they'll tell you about a restaurant and take you this place and that place. And there's more to do there than I could have imagined in terms of getting around and seeing all the things that really aren't on the beaten path.
Yeah.
And I guess the marketplace is really exciting. I think the worry that the people in Hong Kong have, well, there's many worries associated with 1997.
Yeah.
But the business community that's done business with Hong Kong so successfully for so long, and there are some wonderful business people in that area, some of whom have now hedged their bets and live here also. But is that the town will slow down because it's a fast town.
Yeah, very fast-paced.
Yeah, you can go downtown and order a suit, for example, and have it delivered in hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this is a world-scale business going on there, and the reason why is because of the competition, which has really honed their skills as business people. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. The shopping mall, one of them by the Omni Marco Polo, where you'll stay for free if you win our C-Fun contest, is right near the world's largest shopping mall, the hotel, the Omni Marco Polo. And
the biggest shopping mall in all of Asia. I mean, just humongous.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a city.
I can't envisage this, so we'll just have to experience it firsthand. Guy in Washington State, Democrat by the name of Norm Dix, is it?
Yep, U.S. Congressman.
Mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. At what? At your government, B.C. He says that we're tossing untreated waste into the Georgia Strait, and the people in Washington State are PO'd.
Mm-hmm.
He wants Secretary of State James Baker to intervene. Says our unwillingness to require basic waste treatment is extremely disturbing to residents of Washington State.
And Dix is not the first U.S. official to make that statement either.
He says our only action so far is to lengthen the waste pipeline from Victoria into the Strait. And also they did the same at Anasus.
Mm-hmm.
They, put the pipe out there a little further.
Yeah.
It's the old ostrich in the sand trick, isn't it?
Sand?
Yeah. You know what I mean. They're just ignoring this. That ain't sand, is it?
No.
And he says there's unrestricted discharge of heavy metals, lead, mercury, and zinc, which threaten the shared salmon resource of the Fraser River. And isn't the Fraser River a collective embarrassment?
Yeah, it is today.
Here is not just the salmon, but the one of the last remaining rivers for the steelhead, mm-hmm. the wild steelhead, not the hatchery jobs. The wild steelhead.
The real ones.
Yeah, and it's just a mess. Morning.
Oh, hi. I was just calling in response to the woman that had come across the other woman who had been in an accident downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, first of all, that I wanted to commend her, and second of all, that I think it's the duty of everybody, really, as Canadian citizens, to be able to stop and help people when they need it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And I personally, touch wood on this, haven't been through the experience myself, but I know that if I were to need help suddenly and to be alone somewhere, I would probably really be really scared like everybody else would. And I think it's really important and just a kind-hearted thing to do for people to be there to help, even just to say, you know, it'll be okay, or to hold them down or relax them a bit or whatever until the emergency people can get there or whatnot. But I really think it's important, and I think it's
okay.
Something.
Yeah, we got that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think she's right. You know, the woman called and she had been first on the scene, and she said she was disturbed by the number of people who were just driving by, and she got out and helped, and she was commenting on that.
Yeah, I think too many of us tend to drive by.
Yeah, speaking of driving, Greg.
In the traffic this morning, no stalls or accidents to report anywhere, and just the usual volume delays. That's the traffic for Super Save Gas, where you get full service at self-serve prices and discount coupons.
We're a little late. It's 7:03. Here's news with BR.
Well, Satellite Barry says the clouds are going to move out. We will have afternoon sun breaks and a high near 8. Here are the CFON News top stories this hour. Five planes from a Langley flying school had completed a trip to California and were heading home to Abbotsford Airport when things went desperately wrong last night. The five Cessna 172 stopped in Everett, just north of Seattle, then took off on the final leg of the homeward-bound journey and ran into some bad weather. Only one plane made it to Abbotsford. Two made emergency landings in Burlington, Washington. Two others went missing. One of those missing planes has been found now. It crashed near Lake Sammamish, just south of Bellingham. The two occupants were killed, and the final plane, with four people aboard, is still missing and presumed down. Tears of joy in Baghdad this morning. About 300 Iraqi prisoners of war flew in on a pair of Red Cross planes. One of those planes then took off for Saudi Arabia with 35 Allied POWs released yesterday. Iraq now says all 45 Allied personnel captured during the war have been set free. An Iraqi opposition group says it has given refuge to 21 foreign journalists who went missing in southern Iraq, but they fear that several other missing journalists may have been killed or captured by the Iraqi army. Saddam Hussein's forces have retaken control of Basra, but fighting continues there and in about a dozen other cities. Kurdish rebels say they control some cities in the north now. Banyan Forest Products of Vancouver has landed a $32 million contract to export lumber to help rebuild Kuwait and two other Gulf nations over the next 12 months. And Bennett Environmental Consultants has about $1 million in contracts to help prevent oil contamination of desalination plants in Kuwait. Well, polite applause was all Bill VanderZam could muster in a speech to about 400 of the party faithful from eight Vancouver Island ridings last night. The premier was delivering a pre-election pep rally-type speech, but it didn't stir the 400 SoCreds. The premier says he is concerned about the new BC Free Enterprise Party, says it could split some votes in the upcoming elections. Come next week, yet another new party will be announced. Donna Tellup, who quit as SoCred riding president at Maple Ridge Pitt Meadows yesterday, says the new party will field candidates and will be middle of the road politically. Another SoCred candidate, George Morrison in Port Coquitlam, dropped out yesterday, the sixth candidate the SoCreds have lost in recent months. Last night on the CBC program The Fifth Estate, the premier said he always told the truth about his interest in fantasy gardens, but in the same breath said he knew all along he held a good portion of the shares. Hong Kong billionaire Li Ka-shing has sold shares in one of his development companies, which has an indirect interest in Concord Pacific. That is Li's company, which bought the old Expo lands. Li paid $125 million, sold part of the lands for $40 million last year, now picks up another $200 million in this latest deal, and still owns the vast majority of that land. On the money markets this morning, gold is down 90 cents at 363.60 an ounce. The Dow is up 24 points. TSE is up over 32 points. In Vancouver, the VSE index is up a fraction. Our Canadian dollar lower at 86.31. We'll update the CFUN News top stories next at 7:30, Fred.
Latter morning time is 7:06. A couple of BC boys come home. Your sports break with Greg Cameron.
Thanks, Brad. As every hockey fan knows by now, the Vancouver Canucks were the busiest team in the league yesterday as the trading deadline approached. Five players were sent out, including veteran defenseman Garth Butcher and tough guy Ronnie Stern, both of whom will be missed. And five players came to the team, and management is hoping two of them, born in BC, will add some much-needed scoring punch. That is Jeff Courtnell from Victoria and Cliff Ronning from Vancouver, who starred in junior with New Westminster. Courtnell scored the Canucks' only goal in a 4-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night, the result leaving Vancouver 2 points back of Winnipeg, who also lost 5-4 to Edmonton. There's a major snag in the sale of the Toronto Argos to Kings owner Bruce McNall, Wayne Gretzky, and John Candy. The snag is current owner Harry Ornest. He hasn't signed the documents yet. He claims he's owed money from admissions paid by fans who watched games from the Skydome restaurants overlooking the field, but who did not buy tickets from the team. See if he'll better talk to Ornest and work this out, or they'll have a major embarrassment on their hands. And that, Fred, the 707, our look at CFUN Sports.
My imagination, or are the Canucks fighting more?
Every time I turn on the game, there's a fight going on.
They're a much tougher team than they were last year. There's no question of that.
I wonder if this is part of the Quinn direction. You
know? I think so. Yeah. The team got bounced around a lot in previous years.
7:08, CFON weather next.
The excitement is building.
Can't find any sun in your forecast here, Barry.
Not too much sun. Fred, we will get a little bit of sun this afternoon.
Oh, good.
All this junk that we have around here this morning should break a little bit. So we might see a few rays of sun, but not a whole lot. It looks like it won't last a long time either. There's another storm system already approaching the Alaskan Panhandle. That'll slide southeastward and cloud things back over again tomorrow. And I suspect by late tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening, we'll be talking some more rain. High temperatures up to about 7, the low tonight, 1. Tomorrow's high around 8. Right now, the sea phenometer reads 3 degrees under those cloudy skies.
What's doing in Southern California these days?
Southern California has had a bunch of rain over the past few days, but it has ended now. In fact, it ended yesterday morning. Today, they're just nice and sunny. L.A. should be up pretty close to 70 degrees.
So those aqueducts were full for a change for a while there.
Yeah, the problem is it came down so hard and so heavy that most of it just got carried off into the ocean.
They don't have any storage, do they?
They really don't. Okay. Southern California has very little water storage of their own. They get a lot of their water from the Sierras up in Central California.
And there's not much there.
And there's very little there, although they've had a lot of storminess the last week or so, too.
What about
unfortunately, though, it's almost too late to help them much this season.
Yeah, right, because they only had 10% of their normal snowfall.
Yeah, it's been terrible there.
What about Eastern Canada? What are they doing?
Eastern Canada today is in pretty good shape. They're kind of typically cool, and they're, they're getting a storm around Toronto. There looks like they'll get some rain there today, and it's fairly mild, and it'll cool off there tomorrow. But no biggie, no big storm of any sort, it doesn't look like.
Thank you, Barry.
Okay.
Weather for Punchlines Comedy Clubs, Gastown, New Westminster, the best in stand-up comedy. You've stayed at the Omni Marco Polo.
Yes, I was there last November.
Were you? Well, that's our hotel when we go to Hong Kong.
Beautiful hotel.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
But it's not next to the largest shopping complex. It is the largest shopping complex.
Well, you know, this I was trying to understand. Is it right over it?
It's part of it. It's actually the shopping complex is 3 hotels.
Uh-huh.
It's like our Canada Place.
Yes.
Strung about 6 blocks long.
Oh, kind of like, yeah, or like Place Ville Marie in Montreal. I see.
So it's a cruise ship terminal, and it's stores for, I think it's 4 stories high.
Wow.
And it's a block deep, and it just runs all along the waterfront.
Okay. And that's in Kowloon.
Yep.
Is it? Now, that's like West Van is to us, is it? Sort of?
Yeah, although they do have the new territories, it's sort of the new area, and I understand that's a lot like sort of West Van would be, or British properties.
Neat. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Actually, I was only there a couple of days coming and going. I was going to mainland China.
Aha. Uh-huh. You doing business over there?
Yeah.
Good for you. They say that now's the time to get into business with them, although it takes a couple of years to get up to speed.
Yeah, well, we've been working on this a long time. We were there 2 years ago for 5 months until the problems happened in June, and we came out that weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Things are settling down now.
Yeah.
Good.
But Hong Kong's beautiful, really interesting.
Can I ask what business you're in?
I'm a yacht designer.
Oh, I see.
And the Chinese government wants to establish a yacht building industry.
So fabulous.
We've been talking and working for quite some time.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Interesting. Weather for Punchlines Comedy Clubs in Gastown and New Westminster, the best in stand-up comedy.
Favorites of yesterday and today. 14 C-Fun.
If the guy could just drop off a yacht here on his... Such a sucker for boats, I know. Never again, I know, but... Oh, they're so neat. 7:13, CFON, Latra Morning Time. Latra Quiz is next. CFON, The Long Run.
I used to hurry your life.
The Long Run, that's what we're here for. It's 17 after 7 o'clock, wake up in Hong Kong time. My attempt at Cantonese falling a little short there. And the Latra Morning Show, we welcome you. What is it today? Is it the 5th already? It's the 6th already. The 5th went yesterday. I wasn't here because I was filming a TV commercial for the Wake Up in Hong Kong trip. And that'll be on shortly to tell you more about it. But I can tell you right now, there's a lot of interest in this. And it's small wonder because it's so easy. All you need is a radio and a telephone. And then starting on March the 11th, Monday morning, at 7:45, I will play a portion of our CFUN travel tune for Canadian Airlines and fun, getting you off to Hong Kong, 50 of you,
on their brand new 747-400 for a week. And you just heard about the Omni Marco Polo Hotel. Sounds great. Part of the world's largest shopping complex. And certainly shopping and industry is one of the things to observe and get into in the exciting city of Hong Kong. They tell me it's kind of an exciting airplane approach. You come in and there's mountains and it's, you know, you're over buildings and boom, you're down into the runway, which is sort of in the center of the city. I haven't tried that yet, although I did have the opportunity to fly the 747 simulator that Canadian has, and they can punch up any airport in the world, and I tried to land at that airport. I think tried to is the operative word. Can you sing along with this C-Fun favorite from yesterday on the Latra Morning Show and win some good prizes?
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby.
Hey, and then what did Bobby sing at 280-C-Fun? If you know and haven't won in 3 months, then you'll get two tickets to see Ballet BC and their Spring Made in Canada performances this Saturday night at the QE. Two tickets for Juice Newton, a lot of fun, great singer. Commodores, Sunday, March 17. Two tickets to see The Road to Mecca next Wednesday night at the Arts Club Theater. Just a real cultural experience here on the Latra Quiz. 280-C-Fun, sing along.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby.
Every year on the Lower Mainland, over 500,000 people call the Better Business Bureau as the Bureau.
Better Business Bureau.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine, thanks.
Was Mac the Knife from the Three Penny Opera? I think so.
Oh, I didn't hear the question.
Well, there... No, you're supposed to sing along.
No, I walked into the room and I heard the tune and I thought, I know that tune, I'm going to phone.
Beautiful. Well, here you go. You ready?
No.
Bobby will sing and then you will.
No way.
Huh? Sure, try it out.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby.
No, I don't know it.
Okay, Wendy.
Thanks.
Bye. See fun.
Hi.
Are you ready to sing?
I think so.
It was the Three Penny Opera, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
All right.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby.
And his teeth are pearly white.
No, that's not it. Sorry. Try again. Morning.
Morning.
Yes, sir. We're going to have a man sing along for
you
us.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby.
Scarlet billows start to flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scarlet billows start to spread.
Yeah. Start to what?
Pardon?
Spread. Start to spread. Close enough, sir.
Oh.
So they start to spread. Those scarlet billows start to spread. But, we gave you a lot of points for the way you did it.
Oh, great.
The style, the way you stood Sinatra-like in the spotlight. And we have for you tickets to see Ballet BC. For their Made in Canada performances Saturday night at the QE. And Juice Newton tickets at the Commodore. Tickets,
all right.
Yeah, tickets to see The Road to Mecca next Wednesday at the Arts Club.
Great.
You're going to be a busy boy.
I am.
What's your name?
Hey, it's Ron.
Hold on, Ron. 21 minutes after 7.
On BCTV tonight.
This was a drug house.
Parents decide to rid their area of the most despised person in the neighborhood, the crack dealer, preying on children. But look who fights them on it. It's Briggs from Equal Justice.
So you took care of things?
Yes, I did.
Police would not help.
We were being ignored.
They fought for their kids.
And you would do the same thing, too, in your neighborhood if there was a drug house threatening your children.
Will the guilty go free? Will it be the innocent that suffer? Equal Justice, 10 tonight, BCTV.
Airchecks.com.